This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the second time this month, the Biden administration is bypassing Congress to approve an emergency weapons sale to Israel as Israel continues to prosecute its war against Hamas and Gaza under increasing international criticism. The U.S. State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken had told Congress that he had made a second emergency determination covering $147.5 million sale for equipment, including fuses, charges, and primers that is needed to make the 155-millimeter shells that Israel has already purchased. Drone footage showed on Friday thousands of tents set up for displaced Palestinians at Rafah. Tens of thousands of fleeing Palestinians sought shelter as Israeli tanks pushed through the central Gaza Strip. Nearly all, its 2.3 million people, have fled their homes at least once, and many are now on the move again, often reduced to taking shelter in makeshift tents or huddled under plastic sheets on open ground. 12 weeks after Hamas militants stormed Israeli towns, killing 1,200 people and seizing 240 hostages, Israeli forces have laid much of the Gaza Strip to waste. A suspected Russian missile breached NATO member Poland's airspace Friday, as reported by the Polish Armed Forces. The object spent less than 3 minutes in Polish territory, covering 40 kilometers before likely returning to Ukraine. Despite monitoring its entire flight path, no action was taken against the missile. The incident occurred amid a significant overnight Russian attack on Ukraine. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations' top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks in its first such challenge made at the court over the current war. Israel swiftly rejected the filing with disgust. South Africa's submission to the International Court over the current war alleges that the acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character. Many in South Africa have compared Israel's policies regarding Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank with their country's past apartheid regime of racial segregation. Officials say again Russia has launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones against Ukrainian targets, killing at least 30 civilians in what an Air Force official calls the biggest aerial barrage of the war. A British warship has arrived in Guyana amid rising tensions from a border dispute between the former British colony and Venezuela. The HMS Trent's visit on Friday led Venezuela to begin military exercises a day earlier in the Eastern Caribbean near its border with Guyana, as the Venezuela government presses its claim to a huge swath of smaller neighbor. Brazil expressed concern Friday about the situation and urged the two South American countries to return to some sort of dialogue. The UK's defense ministry has said that the HMS Trent is visiting Guyana as part of engagements in the region and will conduct training exercises with its military. Mexico's president is trying to end the woes of patients throughout the country who are often told that they need a specific medicine, but the hospital in question didn't have it. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador and his solution was to outfit a big warehouse on the outskirts of Mexico City. This is to centralize a supply of what he claims will hold all the medications, all of them. He inaugurated the huge facility on Friday. The question is whether Mexico can overcome its history of being bad at regulating the pharmaceutical industry. Recapping one of our top stories, United Nations says tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed into an already crowded town at the southernmost end of Gaza in recent days, fleeing Israel's bombardment of the center of the Strip. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.